Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
All right, here we are, another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. I am your host, Teron Davenport. We are a part of the Locked On Sports Network, presented to you by MyBookie.net. Definitely be sure to check that out as you get ready for the games this weekend. It's Friday. This is going to be the last day of the Locked On Eagles podcast for Redskins Week. Week 6, the first divisional game. Definitely one that the Eagles are looking to win. The divisional games are every game's important, but the divisional games are doubly important because that's your fast track to the NFC East divisional title, and that's your way to get into the playoffs, to host a playoff game. So looking at the Redskins, what we're going to do is dive into the offense today, and just, man, they have a lot of weapons, one of which is being underused, and that's DeSean Jackson. He's still averaging 15.4 yards per catch, has a 44-yard catch. That was his long one touchdown, 18 receptions, 278 yards. All are solid numbers, but not for DeSean Jackson. The 15 yards per catch is something that you've come to expect from a deep threat like DeSean, and I actually asked him on the conference call earlier this week about just why is it that he's not been able to connect with Kirk Cousins, and there's a variety of things going on, and John or Jay Gruden actually made it a point to say that their emphasis is going to be on getting DeSean the ball on a deep threat. But I tell you what, just having him on the field, that in itself will affect the defense, because teams do not like to give up those big plays, and we talked about that earlier. He brings big plays to the game, and that's what he specializes in. But when you look at just stretching the field vertically, one of the reasons why they want to do that is be able to get guys like Pierre Garçon and Jordan Reed, along with Jamison Crowder. They want to get these guys the ball. At the moment, Jordan Reed is their leading receiver with 33 receptions, 2 touchdowns, only averaging 9.6 yards per catch. But that's just a sign of just how they use him to just dink and dunk and progress the ball down the field. However, he is under going concussion protocol. So there's a good possibility he doesn't play. He didn't practice on Wednesday or Thursday. And against the Ravens last week, he suffered a hit, and he was on the ground and he got up and was trying to shake the cobwebs out, but he wasn't ruled as being concussed in that game. However, the feeling in the building is that he was concussed. He had concussion symptoms on Tuesday, and then that's why they held him out on Wednesday or Thursday. But let's see how that works out. If he does not play, that's going to put the onus on Vernon Davis to step up. But I think Jamison Crowder is going to be the one that they're really going to go to in the horizontal passing game, whereas they're going to allow him to run those jerk routes and to run whip routes and things like that if the Eagles are in man defense. And he is going to give Ron Brooks everything that he wants in the slot. So that's a matchup to watch out for. So definitely keep your eyes on the Eagles receivers and tight ends, even if Jordan Reed is not in the game. Pierre Garçon is a guy that always plays with power. He's a very crafty receiver on the outside, and he's becoming a legitimate threat. He's become a legitimate threat. Let's not say becoming, because he's already shown that he's definitely capable. Kirk Cousins has 1,400 yards passing on the year, 67% completion percentage, 7 touchdowns. But here's the thing. He has 5 interceptions. Make no mistake about it. He will put the ball in harm's way. He can be a double agent, just like Jay Cutler against the Eagles back in week 2. So there are going to be opportunities to get turnovers. Matt Jones is another one. He likes to, not likes to, but he has a penchant for fumbling the football. And that's something talking to Rodney McLeod. He definitely said that that's something that they know, they're aware of it, and they're going to look to feast on that. So actually, without any further ado, let's go ahead and go into the interview that we had with Rodney McLeod. But before we do that, you know, I want to bring you something, because we talked about fumbles, we talked about statistics, and obviously the outcome of the game is something that a lot of people will play upon as well. But here's the thing. Obviously, football season's here. Get into action and play like the pros at mybookie.net. It's the most exciting online experience for sports fans. MyBookie features real Vegas odds and incredible player props on every football game, hence the yards, the touchdowns that we touched on. If the game already kicked off, don't worry about it. MyBookie has live in-games with odds updated in real time. It's never too late to make a play. It's optimized for smartphone users, so you can have nonstop action on the go. Go online, type MyBookie in your browser, sign up today. Use the promo code EAGLES, EAGLES, got tongue tied there, Eagles, to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Don't have a smartphone? No problem. Call 844-722-2387. Join the thousands of online players already playing. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today. Here's Rodney McLeod, folks.
As well as Red Zone, so you know, without him, you know, that's a big piece out of the offense. But you know, you still have to be, you still have a great group besides him. 80 is a great player. Obviously, Deshaun Jackson and Pierre Garçon, two experienced veterans, you know, that can play. So you know, regardless if he plays or not, we still gonna have our work cut out for us. But you know, obviously, he's a big piece to their offense.
Does that change at all the way you guys prepare for the game, or is it just business?
Nah, not at all. You know, we prepared like he's going to play. You know, other than until yesterday, we had no idea. Today, we still have no idea. So you prepare like he's going to play. And, you know, whoever the next guy is, Vernon Davis, I'm sure that's who will take his place, has proven himself in his league and still is a player to, that can make plays. So no different approach, and just see who shows up on Sunday.
What's the biggest challenge that offense presents? Because you say you have Garçon, you have Deshaun. They like to throw to Matt Jones out of the backfield a little bit. What's the biggest challenge against them?
I think their just ability to create matchup problems for a lot of teams. You know, Jordan Reed, his ability to flex outside versus, you know, safeties and linebackers is a mismatch. You know, then you have Deshaun Jackson, obviously a vertical type guy, you know, that a lot of teams fear. And then you have, you know, Garçon, a very physical receiver, and 80, who's very quick inside. And when you put all those pieces together, man, you got a great unit back there. And it's like, you know, pick your poison. So they got a lot of nice matchups and create a lot of matchup problems for teams.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Does their ability to stretch the field horizontally and vertically, does that put a lot of stress on you as the back line of the defense?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot has to do with, you know, just knowing what they do, knowing your opponent. That's why we study film. So, you know, you definitely respect their vertical game. You know, they have the receivers to get that done, which makes them pretty good. You know, a lot of teams focus more on 11 and roll coverage to the side, and that's where 86 and 80 can work. So, you know, it's just ability, man, just to know what those guys do, who they are, what are their strong suits, and then, you know, just play ball from there. I feel like you do that, you know, you give yourself a good chance of winning.
Does it almost put you in a position where you have to pick one or the other to wipe out?
I mean, yeah, you can look at that, but I mean, you know, a lot of teams take a lot of different approaches to how, you know, how they play them. You know, a lot of people are play zone. Some people just say, "Hey, man, I'm just going to man them up and just get up in their face and play ball." So it's just pick your poison. You know, like I said, all of them are great players. I feel like, you know, we played a good skill group with the Steelers. I like our matchups overall.
As a safety, there are times where you have to come down and make plays against the screen game.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it, very aggressive defense, so they're going to do that.
Yeah.
What is it that allows you to diagnose those plays and come up and blow them up the way you and Malcolm do?
You know, just going back to film study, man, knowing the formations and down the distance and tendencies where those screens happen. And it just takes 11 guys running to the ball, honestly. One man is not going to defeat a screen. We're going to need all 11. So, you know, our mentality is those are slow down plays. But if all 11 has to get to the ball, you know, that's how we overcome those plays right there.
And then the last thing, they have a running back. He likes to – not likes to, but he frequently puts the ball on the ground.
Yeah.
This week in practice. I know every week it's an emphasis, but is it a stronger point of emphasis as far as poking the ball out and forcing those fumbles?
Oh, yeah, man. Turnovers are big, you know, any team, any defense. And, you know, we noticed that he has a few fumbles in 18 games, like 7, I think the stats showed in like 18 games. So that's a huge number. So, yeah, guys are definitely going to be trying to get after it and get the ball back.
All right, so that was Rodney McLeod touching on some of the things that he'll personally be looking at when you watch him play on Sunday against the Redskins. So a pretty interesting conversation with him. And, hey, he's going against one of his hometown teams. You know, he's from that area, the Delmarva area. So it'll be a good opportunity for him to go against the Redskins and give his hometown team a loss. That's something I know he'll be looking to do. But one of the things that really have stood out with how offenses are playing against the Eagles defense this year is the trap game and the screen game. And you heard me talk to McLeod about that screen game. And that's something that they're going to see frequently. And like he said, the objective is to slow them down. So if they could still maintain that playing speed and get 11 hats on the football, that screen pass will be something that will be rendered obsolete. So that's going to be their approach. They're not going to allow the screens or traps to slow them down. Talked to Fletcher Cox on Thursday, and he talked about the trap game and how it's designed to work against their speed, you know, their aggressiveness getting upfield. And he said he's not slowing down. It doesn't matter if they're going to trap, and his objective is to blow up a couple of those trap plays so that way they get away from it. Same thing for the screen. And looking at Fletcher Cox, I tell you, I absolutely love the way he's able to diagnose that screen happening, because we're talking about a guy that just, he gets that interior pressure. He could get that consistently every snap. He's getting some type of push. So for him, it's a lot harder to really be able to tell that the lineman is actually letting him get closer to the quarterback, which is what they do on the screens. You know, they kind of let you go upfield, and then the quarterback just drops the screen pass over top of the oncoming rusher. So he could feel when it's not truly a pass block situation that he's going against. And when he feels that, he knows to turn and find the running back and go get him. And that's something that he does. You saw it against the Steelers. He did that against Antonio Brown. He went and tracked him down, you know, 10 yards down the field. So Cox is a rare breed at defensive tackle. And he, along with Malcolm Jenkins, Rodney McLeod, Bradham, Jordan Hicks, these are all guys that will be very crucial parts of defending the screen game, which has been the weapon of choice for offenses going against them. So be on the lookout for that, for sure. Be on the lookout for traps. And basically what a trap is, you're kind of letting a guy get upfield and you have a blocker kind of pulling and clearing him out. You know, you're surprising him. It's literally a trap, because as a pass rusher, you think you're getting to the quarterback. You think you have a free run to him. Out of nowhere comes a lineman and tries to clean your clock. So that's something you see. I remember the 49ers did it a lot back with Mike Iupati, who I think at that time was one of the best trap blockers. But you'll see that going against the Eagles. So when you see those type of plays developing now, you'll know exactly what it is that's happening. And that's pretty much the situation. Folks, I appreciate you tuning in. Man, I tell you, this season's going quickly. 6 weeks in already. It's been a blast bringing these podcasts to you and just covering the Eagles. This is my first year on the beat for the Eagles Wire. And, man, I'm loving it. So definitely be sure to follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL, as well as take a look at the EaglesWire.USAtoday.com. Normally on Friday nights at 10 p.m., I'm on Comcast on CSN Philly, bringing you Eagles analysis, but not tonight. The Philadelphia Flyers kick off their regular season on the West Coast against the Los Angeles Kings. So, Yours truly will not be on the air because at that point in time, the Flyers will be kicking off their season. Thanks a lot for tuning in. We'll be back Monday. Enjoy the games this weekend. As always, subscribe to this podcast on Locked On Eagles on iTunes as well as Audio Boom. We're out of here.
Football season is here, and you can get in the action and play like the pros at MyBookie.net. At MyBookie.net, you can feel the excitement of predicting your favorite sports. It's never too late to make a play. You can even use your smartphone for nonstop action on the go. MyBookie.net. Go online now. Use promo code EAGLES to be entered into their $1 million prize pool, or call 844-722-2387. Join the thousands of online players already playing. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie.net. Sign up today.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.